Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is a video I never thought I'd have to make, but we are going to look into a trademark that was granted recently in the last like week for the word the. And you can see there, it is class 25 clothing, namely t-shirts, baseball caps, hats. Yeah, the word the. So obviously this has the potential to cause an incredible headache for print-on-demand sellers like you and I, especially with algorithms that still to this day probably need to be fine-tuned, dare I say, like the Amazon merch algorithm that is notorious for doing a lot of false positive misidentifications of usage of trademarked words, resulting in rejections that could possibly get your account suspended. We all know what I'm talking about here. So this is going to be an interesting one. So let's dive into it. Real quick reminder, I've got some free resources for you guys in the description. I've got a free print-on-demand giveaway. I've got a 7-day Merch by Amazon mini course, and I've got a great Merch by Amazon Facebook group if you guys would like to join. All the links are down there in the description, all free. All right. So I had, Renee, I noticed that she had shared this link back basically, I think, on the day it happened or maybe the day afterwards, saying Ohio State University wins legal battle to trademark the word the. So this is going to be real interesting. And I read this article and I found an article that I kind of prefer a little bit more from ESPN that I think we should take a look at. It kind of goes into a little bit more detail and also pokes some fun at the entire thing. So the first thing I wanted to share is that I went to the USPTO website and looked up the word the, and I think it kind of tripped up the search algorithm, honestly, because I'm sure there are trademarks that contain the word the, but as you can see here by the results, there's some just random words that pop up that aren't even registered. And then there's a really weird trademark that I don't know if there's like a conspiracy theory behind this thing, because I don't know what the heck this is, but there's like a really weird logo. And look at the word mark that they actually are applying for. It's like a whole, it's like half a page of a book or something. But anyways, that's not the point of this video. It was just super random. USPTO is not really helping us much here. But this article from ESPN I did like from June 23rd, written by Tom Van Haren. So let's just read through it a little bit. So if you've ever watched Monday Night Football, you've probably heard former Ohio State players proudly announce their school as the Ohio State University. And sometimes players like kind of make fun of that too from other schools, with an emphasis on the word the. That simple article has become part of the Ohio State culture, and the university has successfully registered the trademark for the. The trademark, which was initially applied for in August 2019, took 3 years to get approved and will apply to any application on clothing and apparel. So that's what we need to pay attention to as print-on-demand sellers, as I mentioned a second ago. So while the Buckeyes don't own the word the, it is one of the more unique trademarks. Josh Gerben is a trademark attorney and founder of Gerben Intellectual Property in Washington, D.C., who noted it is common for universities to protect their logos and emblems, but it's highly unusual to trademark such a vague word. Quote, "You can't own the word for everything, so they don't own the word," Gerben said. This was something that apparently they felt was important enough to spend the time and energy on to register and ultimately be able to police the marketplace from anybody that might be using the word as branded clothing. So there you go, Ohio State kind of trolling on their Twitter account, showing what looks to be SpongeBob, if I had to guess, holding a piece of paper that says the. It says apparel brand Marc Jacobs also applied for a trademark for the word. So it's possible, according to Gerben, that Ohio State was taking a defensive position by also applying for the trademark. If Marc Jacobs were to have gotten the trademark, they would have had the authority to ask Ohio State to stop using it on the apparel. On the other side of it, sometimes you see folks file trademark applications for things they might not have tried to register before because they see the mark being used in the marketplace, Gerben said. It's kind of common for folks to go online and try to sell knockoff goods with university logos and catchphrases and things like that. And that's what I immediately thought about Redbubble. So I came on over here to Redbubble and typed in Ohio State. And of course, you've got people infringing on Ohio State because that's what, you know, people do on Redbubble. I mean, what can we say at this point? We see it consistently all the time. And then I was like, didn't I do a video on this like maybe last year where Ohio State was getting in legal trouble, or I mean, sorry, Redbubble was getting in legal trouble with Ohio State over people infringing on their stuff? And it's like, oh, yep, go to Google. Yes, I did in fact do a video on that not that long ago, because that in fact did happen. Now, I mean, I guess Ohio State must have like some notorious intellectual property lawyers on the payroll, because it seems like they are quite active. But yes, okay, so we shouldn't be surprised Redbubble actually getting in trouble for, you know, it's rare. I'm not going to say for once, because they also had that lawsuit that I knew about with the biker gang Hell's Angels, which I'm sure was a fun one for their lawyers to fight in court. And then just in case anybody's wondering, Redbubble stock down 75.77% in the last 365 days. I'm not going to attribute that to IP infringement. I don't think that's actually what, you know, is bringing their stock down. But I just wanted to point out that they're not doing too hot. So anyways, back to this article. It doesn't take from away from the fact that it's unique to trademark this word. As is the case with everything in college football, rivalries got involved. When it was first announced that Ohio State was applying for the trademark in 2019, the University of Michigan's Twitter account poked fun at the idea by posting a picture of the word "of" with a trademark as the caption. So University of Michigan's trolling, like, okay, Ohio State takes the, we take of. Gerben said, "You'll be hard-pressed to find another trademark application by a university on a word like this, that universities are usually focused on names, logos, and slogans. Even so, getting the trademark issued does not guarantee that Ohio State will be the only university that can use the on apparel. For the first 5 years that any trademark is registered, another party can counter with a petition for cancellation on the grounds that this doesn't function as a trademark." So let's be honest here, that is most likely going to happen. If there are any universities, or I mean, it could be anybody, it could be us. There's that Facebook group Trademark Watchdogs, and they honestly just try to stop frivolous trademarks, and people are doing it in like their spare time. So this would be a good one for them to go after. And I appreciate everybody that, you know, is helping fight this cause, because it is kind of ridiculous. And I mean, real quick, like time out real quick from the article, like anybody that's not on Merch by Amazon or that's new, Merch by Amazon, I was saying, is like kind of notorious for false positives, thinking like, you know what I mean? If we put the word "the" in our title, but it's just a part of a long title, right? That like, what if our shirt just said, "I love the game of football"? Oh, it has the word "the" in it, and "the" is getting a partial match in the trademark database, and then it could incorrectly reject that shirt. You know what I mean? And you don't want to stack rejections on Merch by Amazon. We know why. So I'm not saying that will happen. I'm just saying we've seen similar things in the past. So if it did happen, like, and the algorithm need to be tinkered with by the engineers, would it surprise us? Probably not. There's an argument in the trademark community that words like this might not operate as trademarks, Gerben said. In other words, a trademark is supposed to identify the source of a product. So if you see Nike on the side of a box, you know that Nike Inc. has made that shoe, and there's no argument to be made there if someone wanted to. It seems unlikely anyone would challenge Ohio State for use of the word, and while the university doesn't technically own the word, they can now say it has one of the most unique trademarks in sports. I mean, let's be honest here. Like, the world is a little bit... It's a weird time to be alive, all right? So does anything surprise you anymore? This really doesn't surprise me. It's just like, hey, you know, why not? Grant the trademark for the word "the." At this point, all bets are off, right? So I don't know what to say other than, you know, right now it seems like we can still use the word "the" in our Merch by Amazon product submissions. One day, if that changes abruptly, this is probably why. I imagine that it will be false positives. It's not like this should only apply if you're using literally the word "the" as the design and "the" as like the title. But this is where it gets into like kind of an open can of worms. I had reached out to my sister and my dad for comment. Both of them are lawyers. Somehow neither of them got back to me after like 4 days. I waited to make this video. I was hoping I'd hear back from them, but they didn't get back to me. So I'd love to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. What's going on here? Like, what are we doing? Let me know your thoughts. Anyways, guys, thanks for watching. Please like and subscribe, and I'll see you tomorrow with a new video.